Alright, everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and this isn't the Grim Articles show. So it was, but let me tell you what happened. So I'm actually recording about 8 minutes after we finished because, well, I accidentally tripped over the little dragon pad that I have on my mic, which is kind of easy to do because it's just a little, like, tube that hangs from it. And the mic fell, and I had to unplug it, I had to plug it back in. And then the software is like, oh, hey, you unplugged the mic, so I'm going to stop recording when you plug it back in. So we went ahead, we did the thing, DP came over for a little bit and made some of his best dirty jokes. You missed it. It was an amazing time. It was great, but he had to leave. And I'll tell you why, because basically what's going on now is he started dialysis and he's in stage 1 renal failure, which is a pretty hardcore deal, and basically he's got to, well, he's got to set up the machine. It takes about 30 minutes to set up the machine, and then after that, he's got to be on the machine for 10 hours, which is sleeping all the way through. And basically, it's not fun. It's absolutely not fun. He did absolutely say that he'll be spending more time playing AVN, and he expressed his love of the anime, Dead Man Wonderland, until I told him that the ending was a little sad, was a little awful. And he got a little upset at that, but I told him, look, everybody knows that is pretty bad. Then I recommended Frieren, and we went to my anime list and found out that it's the number one anime of all time right now. I don't know how the fuck that's possible, but apparently Frieren is some god-tier shit. Okay, anyway, after that, he talked about a bunch of other animes. We actually had a whole 30-minute discussion on anime and different shows and looking at different shows, and it was pretty cool. But what interests you guys is, well, we're going to try to figure this out, right? Because he can come over for about 30 minutes before he has to hook up. So that means he can basically do a few articles or some jokes or something. But the one thing that we have to tell you is that the funny jokes with the adult games, that just can't happen right now. And I'm not sure if I can bring that back. I'm sorry. If you enjoyed that, you know, just, you know, go back to the old ones and laugh or whatever, because we won't be able to do that. That doesn't mean the adult games are gone, obviously not. But it means that my performance on Friday will be the same performance as Saturday. And, as Monday. Because Monday, obviously, the content I make on Monday goes up on Tuesday. It's our AVN day, right? So basically, I'll be doing the same thing. We'll be doing a show, and then we'll be doing the games. And I'll probably do the games a little differently because I have a little more time. So we might go ahead and do like 30-30-30, and I can cover a third one that we don't normally cover, right? So it's not going to have all the funny jokes and everything and me laughing my ass off, but, you know, when you got a guy that's dealing with, you know, literal fucking kidney disease, and by the way, they got to wait 90 days before he can get on the transplant list. Yes, that's a thing here in America. You love that American healthcare, don't we? 30 days be on dialysis before, 30 days. I'm going ahead of myself here. 90 days while on dialysis to be even considered, put on the transplant list, right? You have to wait 90 fucking days. It's pretty awful, man. 90 goddamn days, right? So, yeah. I'll talk to the Empress about this, and she'll probably be as upset as I am now. We don't want DP to die. We don't want this bastion of good humor and morality to perish. I know you like his content. I do, too. I saw that little note about rigor on rigor crime that a lot of people thought was pretty funny. And yeah, I kind of want to continue to bring you guys that if we can. But, you know, it's going to be a different DP. He's gone through a lot of training over the last week in the state capitol, basically getting prepared for this machine again, which he thought he had beaten, right? It's like you thought you'd won, but it's coming back for another round, right? And that's not what he wanted. That's not what any of us wanted. So we're just going to deal with this, right? And I'm going to have to bring things back to the way they kind of were before. So DP's not leaving. He just won't be on as much. And, you know, you should be able to expect him almost every show. But I'm kind of glad everything didn't record, because some stuff, you know, did get a little personal, because we were talking about what are we going to do about this? You know, because I didn't get a lot of time. I won't get a lot of time to talk to him outside the show, right? So I had to talk to him during when we were recording the show. And it's a good thing it wasn't recorded, because, you know, some of that stuff may not interest you guys, but it's more about, like, our goings-on. What are we going to do about this and this and that and that? But we'll try to figure it out. We'll try to work with it. He likes being a part of this channel. We like having him. You guys like him. So we're going to continue. We want to keep all the cool people that we have in this whole community, right? And you've been with me throughout the good times and the bad. Throughout the rough fucking anxiety periods, which I just got through, by the way. I just got through another one of those. I'm just getting out of that. It always feels good when you get out of one of those, right? But it's the worst thing in the world when you're in one, right? So, It was brief. And that's what I'm thankful for. I'm thankful for brief anxiety periods. Because when you go through the heavy ones, that just takes so much out of you. And I'm really glad it was a very brief, just a couple of days that I've had the issues. And I've been taking ashwagandha now, which is really good. It's also good for your testosterone, which I'm a man. I need testosterone, right? Maybe you'll notice my voice deepen a little bit in some videos or something. I don't know. Who knows? My dick might grow a little more. I don't know. I have no idea what the fuck this shit does. It's supposed to improve muscle mass. I'm like, well, good. I could use some more muscle mass. You know, I'm getting to 40. More muscle mass might not be a bad thing. But yeah, alright guys, so that's what we're gonna do. I'm just gonna continue to make the videos the way we do, you know, with the show and the three games. Yes, three games, because I got time to do three fucking games. I think I can do it. But I need to hurry up, because if I don't, we won't get any of them, and that's not gonna be cool, because I promised you guys like three games, and yeah, I'm kind of behind on that already. So, let me shut the fuck up, and by the way, this little thing that you're seeing here, this is what we're gonna do when I do a supplemental on Sunday, I think I can do, depending on how long me and the Empress talk. She's got some things she really wants to talk about, and they are very important. Yes, we know Empress can get into some esoteric stuff, and I can too, but this is stuff that we found very, very, very important, both of us. She's been sending me news, and, you know, we've been sending things back and forth. She's got things she really wants to talk about, and we definitely need to listen, because this is important shit that affects us, especially here in the U.S. And for those of you guys across the pond that want to know what's going on in the U.S., yeah, things are getting a little crazy during this election season, right? And aren't they always during election season? It's like we never have normal election seasons anymore. It's always like fucking God knows what's gonna happen. I had some old redneck guy saying, it's going to get real bad in this country. It's going to be worse than wearing them silly masks. And I was like, oh shit, here we go. Damn redneck guy, he knows what's going on. I mean, and they showed him in the wilderness, you know, with the camouflage. He's serious now. He's got a, you know, old, big old beard. It's like, I'm going to tell you something I want every American to know. Anybody that loves Donald Trump. Things are going to get real bad in this country. It ain't going to be without them wearing them silly masks. I was like, oh shit, it's going to get bad. Old Bubba Joe done telling the truth here. We better listen. But alright, guys, this is the Grim Lord, and I'll see you next time on this really fucking ultra short Grim Articles show, but it's not even really an articles show, it's just an announcements video. And we'll see you guys next time. I got some fucking fat material, or maybe even sob material, because I heard some of these girls have really rough lives. Yeah, I read ahead on Bear Witness, okay? Some of these girls have some really rough lives. So, you might want to grab your tissues, and not just for that. You might want to, you know, the little man tear. Oh, I feel a little bad for that one. Oh, she's, that young little pixel lady, she's had a rough life. All right, I'm out.